Community Conversations this morning are brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. And this morning, we're being joined with naturalist Heidi Reams. It's time for the Floyd County Conservation Connection. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you today with no snow?
So far, so good. I've moved on. I've moved on to spring and the wildflowers.
Spring and wildflowers, you know, trees are budding, grass is getting greener. Yeah, this is the time we would probably get nailed with snow, right?
Right, definitely.
Yeah, it's usually any other year. Well, we have several upcoming workshops. I'm looking at your website now, mycountyparks.com. Of course, you can also check out the Floyd County Conservation on Facebook as well. Follow along. But talk about those workshops that are upcoming.
So this Sunday, April 13th, we are doing a nature jewelry workshop. So you'll be able to make earrings, a ring, and a necklace pendant using butterfly wings and pressed flower petals. The cost is $12 per person, and that's for all of those different pieces. And registration is on My County Parks, and you've got till Friday, a little after lunch, to register. So you still have some time. And then on Earth Day, April 22nd, we're doing a garden terrarium workshop. So we've got some glass terrariums, and I've got fairy garden plants and some decorations, everything you need to bring a little bit of the outdoors indoors. That cost is $15 per person. And then just because I want everyone to be able to get out and see some of those spring wildflowers, and as long as you hold off the snow, we should have them. On April 26th, we'll have our Doshonic Marketplace, which we've got a dozen vendors with homemade baked goods, jewelry, sewing, crocheting, soaps, all different kinds of items. And they'll be in three different buildings. And so while you're walking around, you'll be able to enjoy the outdoors and some spring wildflowers in between.
Excellent. So, of course, you can learn more information on those workshops and the like by going to mycountyparks.com, searching for Floyd County. Now, you also have a couple of events on the way as well.
Yep. I've got a guided fat tire bike ride. I like to say, if you haven't ridden a bike since you got your driver's license, this is the bike ride for you. It's a leisure bike ride on our fat tire bikes through Doshonic. We'll take some breaks. I'm not ashamed to walk up hills instead of riding up the hills. So it's a good time.
I physically can't ride up any hills. You know, going up Main Street Hill, that's a doozy. But you have fat tire bikes available for rent, don't you?
Correct. Yep. Those are available on My County Parks. You can rent them for a 4-hour time spans, and you can either use them at the Doshonic Recreation Area or here at the Fossil and Prairie Park.
Now, what's the difference between, obviously, fat tire? Is there any difference? Can you notice any difference riding a bike with fat tires versus the skinny ones?
Well, you noticed I said if you haven't ridden a bike since you got your driver's license, right? There is a little bit of a difference. It's not a lot. It just feels a little different. The cool thing about them is that you can ride them in the snow as well as, during the warmer seasons, because the tires are, I think they're 4.5 inches wide, and so they grip the terrain better.
Sure, sure. Well, they pack a punch for sure. So that is available once again at mycountyparks.com. Let's talk more about the upcoming craft show. I know that's coming up later on this month.
Yep. Well, like I said, we've got a dozen different vendors that will be joining us, and this is the second year that we're hosting that. So it's kind of a neat time to see, all of the different different things that everyone is able to make. We'll have goat's milk soap, lots of different baked goods, homemade sewing, crocheting. We have a person that will be making lunch for us. So if you want to come out and spend the day, you don't have to bring a picnic lunch. You'll be able to purchase a lunch there. And as I get more of those details, and I'll be doing vendor spotlights as well on our Facebook page. So you'll be able to see who will be there and what they will have to offer.
Now, with that being said, are you still accepting vendors?
Yes, we still have some openings for spots as well. So if you are interested in becoming a vendor, there is an online form to fill out, or you can always give us a call here at the Fossil and Perry Center, and we will help you with that.
Okay, awesome. Well, great news. All that coming up and more. You can check out mycountyparks.com. Once again, search for Floyd County. Or you can go to the Floyd County website as well and click on it, Floyd County Conservation. And, of course, you're on Facebook, too.
Yes. And we will be getting very, very busy, you know, this time of year. In fact, in 2 weeks is our first field trip. I know you'll be excited that the campgrounds will be opening, and yes. So it's just crazy.
Nicer weather on the way, even 70s in the forecast later on this weekend, so can't go wrong with that. Well, I guess you could if you like winter. I think we're done.
I am done with winter. I've moved on. Now I'm excited to start planting my garden and spending time outside.
That's right. Plenty of time to do that. Well, thank you very much, Heidi Reams, once again from the Floyd County Conservation Department here in Floyd County. We'll talk to you in the month of May.
Sounds great.
We'll be talking about 80s and 90s then, won't we?
And I will be heavy into field trips. So
yes, you
it's
will.
Gonna be crazy.
Always a fun time, field trips. I remember those from my childhood. So thank you very much, Heidi, for joining us. We'll talk to you next month. Plenty of things going on in the world of Floyd County Conservation. Go check it out. To be active, go to mycountyparks.com and search for Floyd County.